Comcast is committed to bringing access to the internet to all Americans, including rural communities across the country, like Sussex County, Delaware.
We were being left behind. Everybody around us seemed to have internet, but we did not.
High-speed internet is one of those good things that we needed to help us move our farming, our small businesses, our recreation forward.
Learn more about how we're bringing our next generation network to more people across the country at comcastcorporation.com/investment in America.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The Last Word on Today FM.
It's time for Tech Thursday with Andy O'Donoghue. And Andy, I want to talk today about travel tech. And I want to start with, I'm having the same problem I get every couple of years when my phone becomes about 18 months old. A single charge will not do it for the day. And I have to find somewhere to charge it a second time during the day. But what do you do when you're away on holidays and you're moving around the place?
Well, and it's a great question, Matt, because, you know, it used to be Wi-Fi that we were desperate to find, or teenagers were desperate to find Wi-Fi. Now it's power, because devices, because they're always on, we're always taking photos. If you've got a headset or earbuds connected, you're burning power. If you're navigating, you're burning power. So even though the batteries are better in our phones now, we use them quicker. So what I would suggest is that you really have to, if you're going away for a long weekend or for a week or two's holidays, you should think about getting a power bank. And what you want to do is get a decent one. One thing I would say is, and you just mentioned the fact that your phone might need to be charged every day or even
twice a day.
Maybe twice a day.
Well, you know, first thing in the morning again, yeah. Maybe about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, so you're going to need something with 10,000 milliamps or more. A 10,000 milliamp power bank will allow you to power a phone two or three times, maybe two and a half. So that's going to keep you going for a couple of days. And then you charge up the power bank. If you have a laptop or maybe you have a drone and you have headphones, you're going to need something significantly bigger, 20, 24,000 milliamps. But the one that I would suggest that's good value at about 30 euros, Anker are a company, and Otterbox also, they make really good power banks. Anker are really good at these kind of travel ones. And the Anker Zolo Magnetic is nice because allows you to charge your smartphone or a tablet, but its magnetic design makes it really easy to attach it to your phone, and you get the wireless charging facility.
Oh, will it work with any phone? Will it work with any make of phone?
Work with any make of phone that has QI wireless charging. And of course,
all phones have QI?
They do not. No. So you may need to use a cable. And if you have a cable, it'll be USB-C. If it's an older phone, you can get adapters. So I wouldn't worry about that. But having the power bank with you is important. And also you want something that's fairly compact. One of the problems that initially happened with these, particularly in America, was they stopped because of the power capability. There was a bit of a flurry and they stopped people bringing the bigger ones onto flights. This is a nice size. It's only 10,000 milliamp and it gives you fast charging. So it's great to have it.
Because you wouldn't want it to have it confiscated as you're going through the airport, would
exactly.
you? Okay. Most cars now, or would it be a lot of cars, have built-in sat-nav, don't they, on their dashboards?
They do.
But a lot of cars still don't. Older cars, and indeed maybe cheaper new cars.
And it is generally a specification, a spec that you have to pay for. So it's going to come in the more advanced version of the specification that you get in the car. And then people use their phones. I have a real problem with people using their phones for navigation, because the phone ends up flying all over the car. People are bending down to pick it up. They've got it jammed on the dash or maybe on their lap. It's not a safe way of using your phone for navigation. So think about a really good GPS system for your car. Probably the best value and the most comprehensive is the Garmin Drive Smart, the 86 GPS with live traffic. And this is absolutely superb. It's got a massive 8-inch touchscreen. You get live traffic updates as well as really, really accurate turn-by-turn navigation. But it also has Bluetooth connectivity, which allows you to have hands-free calling and music streaming. And it also has includes Wi-Fi for automatic map updates. And instead of using your phone for navigation, having that in the car or in the boot of the car, if you're going on a long weekend, just take it out, plug it in. It's really good.
Okay, you love your portable coffee machines. Although this one that you have now, the Outen Nano Portable Electric Espresso Machine, is not cheap.
I like a gadget, and I do, I am a serious coffee drinker, and I do like these portable coffee machines. This one isn't cheap because it is all in one, absolutely brilliant. It's not cheap, you're right. It's about 170 euros. It's the Outen Nano Portable Electro Espresso Machine. Why is it so good? First of all, it delivers up to 20 bars of pressure. So that means that's right in the sweet spot for that creme effect on your espresso. Fantastic. But it's got a built-in battery, and that is how you get the power into it. So there's no pumping, there's no flask of water needed. It works brilliantly, and it's compatible with both ground coffee and Nespresso capsules. And it's also really sleek, stainless steel. It weighs, I think, 700 grams, so it's really easy to even pack and bring on holiday. Coffee on the beach, Matt, try it, you can't beat it.
And then you have a slim Bluetooth tracker for wallets. The Tile Slim, sorry.
Yeah, the Tile Slim. And so trackers, I use trackers on everything. Apple have their own version. There are a few other makes. Tile is my favourite one because of their kind of large user base around the world, which helps you become part of a community, and that community can help you find your lost stuff. The reason I like the their slim version is that it is literally credit card sized, and it goes into your wallet. And with the Tile app, you can locate your wallet in seconds, and it fits into a purse or a wallet, and you don't even know it's there. It's got about a range of about 200 feet, and it has a loud ringer, so you can locate it easily. But the great thing about this, Matt, is if you subscribe and you leave the house or wherever you are without your wallet, it will notify you via your phone to remember to so that you don't forget your wallet or your keys, etc.
Okay, you've got a great gadget for somebody going to the beach who might be afraid of leaving stuff on the beach when they're heading off to have a swim or something. The Pelican Marine Waterproof Floating Pouch.
Yeah, and these are really good. And you see lots of these in various shops, but Pelican Marine, or Pelly, people will know them better by, they're famous for making cases. And it's a really durable waterproof case designed to keep your devices safe from water damage. But it also floats on water, and it has a very clear touch-sensitive window, so you can actually use your smartphone through it. Durable, lightweight design, and it will fit nearly every smartphone and even small electronics.
See, I'm immediately thinking that, yeah, you've managed to keep your phone dry, but it's floating off into the sea and you can't get after it. But at least it's dry. Okay. You have a budget alternative to a GoPro camera to recommend.
I do, because GoPros are pretty expensive. But everybody, action cam footage is so fantastic if you're on holiday, if you're canoeing or cycling or whatever you're doing. And so the kind of a really good value one that I found, priced about 170 euros, is the Acasso Brave. It's a 4K action cam, and it has a 170-degree wide-angle lens, so it's a really good alternative to GoPro and a fraction of the price. Comes with a waterproof case, so it's ideal for water sports, outdoor adventure, filming, whatever you're doing. And you get 4K video at 30 frames a second. And it is, in this case, it's waterproof up to 40 meters. And it comes with two rechargeable batteries, and it has stabilization for your images in case you're on the bike or kayaking. So it's a really well-priced alternative.
Okay. And then you have a tripod, which is important, isn't it, for a lot of those holiday snaps?
It is. And I'm sure you, like me, have been challenged by how to get the best selfie on holiday. And, you know, literally, I mean, your arm is not 7 foot long. So what do? You really should consider bringing a small tripod for those family shots. And Manfrotto were very famous for making great tripods. This is really good value. It's about 28 euros for the Pixie Mini. Lightweight, portable design. It's got a universal smartphone clamp, and that's included. Generally, you see these for sale for 10 or 15 euros. Basically, it just clamps onto your phone, holds it steady. It's got a ball head like a professional tripod, so you can get precise positioning. And you can also use it for handheld use. And it's got non-slip rubber feet. So it's actually, you can steady your shots by holding the tripod. But if you want to get great family shots and all of you together, it's worth considering.
Now, I've actually saved this one for last because this one strikes me as being a bit mad. But an app that helps prevent jet lag.
Matt, and the funny thing is, this is really, the Time Shifter app has been really successful. And it's quite
expensive. Explain it to
me. It's quite expensive. So the idea is that Time Shifter is a jet lag prevention app, and it provides personalized, science-backed recommendations, they say, for overcoming jet lag based on your travel schedule. So it gives you tailored sleep and light exposure recommendations, helps you adjust to new time zones faster, and it even gives you easy to follow notifications and advice. It's priced at about 25
euros. Sorry, hold on a second. So do you put in your sort of flight details into it?
You do.
And it works out for you where the light will be, wherever the plane is going to be at a particular time.
And the idea is, and I've looked at it, and it's kind of like, you know, open the curtains now kind of thing in a way. It helps you adjust to the new time zone so that everything isn't, you know, that dreadful big bright shock, particularly that you get if you're flying east from Ireland, say, or west.
Have you used this?
I've tried it out, yeah.
Does it work?
Would I? Well, okay, you're asking me, would I pay a subscription? I really like free trials.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for your travel tips on Tech Thursday.
The last word on Today FM.
Comcast is committed to bringing access to the internet to all Americans, including rural communities across the country, like Sussex County, Delaware.
We were being left behind. Everybody around us seemed to have internet, but we did not.
High-speed internet is one of those good things that we needed to help us move our farming, our small businesses, our recreation forward.
Learn more about how we're bringing our next-generation network to more people across the country at comcastcorporation.com/investmentinamerica.com.